You're listening to Amiel of AwakeningTheTruthWithin.com, intuitive counseling and crystal light body healing for your sacred inner balance. This is the feature article of my May 2025 newsletter, Being the Peace, which is free to subscribers. Unity is natural to you. The spiritual journey for some right now is rather surreal. Time is no longer of the old variety, as it both slows and speeds in waves that bring linear time to a close and spiral time flowing into manifestation. This is expected with the changing architecture because as the artificial timelines are dissolved and dismantled, it's only God consciousness of the eternal now that can correct and replace the inorganic architecture of our earth to the balanced Christic architecture. In order for this change to take place on this planet, two things have to happen. The new higher dimensional energies have to be embraced, and the lower dimensional energies that are no longer resonant with the higher harmonics must be removed. Only then can this displacement of energies bring about a new harmony on the earth. Are you paying attention to both? As one would imagine in this transition, we're seeing erratic and inconsistent energies. These belong to the lunar parasitic forces and the negative ego that keeps operating through the collective. Long ago, humanity inherited a great deal of pain. Sadly, anti-life became our way of life. We're seeing with more clarity now what is supportive to happiness, health, and vitality, and what is not, what is meaningless and corrupted energy on our planet. We're beginning to see how we continue to enslave ourselves and how far we've been taken away from what is natural to us. Pray this continues because many have yet to even glimpse or fathom what human consciousness was like before the fall. The anti-human controller agenda continues, and where we as a human race find ourselves on Earth is not separate from our own consciousness and the choices we individually made and make to form the collective mind. There are many people just discovering this. To others, this is confirming what they've appreciated all along, though perhaps unsure of how to change it effectively. The key understanding is still this. If we keep feeding the negative alien agenda to steal life, if we keep supporting manipulations with anti-Christic behaviors, and if we keep turning a blind eye to the immense opportunity for growth, then we stay exactly where we are. On the other hand, we are capable of creating our freedom. We can't forget that the trifurcation of timelines is occurring at a rapid pace, and we can likely see this in our own lives with family and friends, projects, jobs, and even interests that were once resonant and are no longer. It's true that we may grieve the loss of the potential we imagined or the visions we shared, and it's true that it can require courage and discipline to keep living in the unknown. I certainly couldn't have anticipated how my life is now. However, it also remains true that we have choice to flow with the change. And this requires a reflective state of mind, which is willing to inquire about what comes next as much as inquiring about what needs to change within. Anybody who is on a path of truth will recognize with certainty that change isn't always easy, but it is required in order to be a part of the divine orchestration that is unfolding for humanity and for each of us personally. If we can flow with this and not resist it, then we move our consciousness with greater ease. Allow it to be what it is and choose what is in your highest alignment as your higher self shows you the way. This can really test us. The demands on the physical body and the mind can feel daunting for those of us on a conscious path. Generally speaking, the metabolism of the body is impacted whenever we are receiving higher plasma frequencies, creating magnetic or electrical shifts, and we move through the accretion of energies into our body layers. In the way the Rasha body, the organic dark matter template, is now being reclaimed and re-encrypted, the impact feels even more intense. The purging of alien machinery, shadow, and corrupted air, ether, and water archons is in the forefront. With the recent opening into the Divine Father's parallel universe to support the Holy Mother, this has expanded. It's been developing for me for quite a while as I clear deeper and deeper layers from the planetary grid networks and its required stamina. Each person's body responds differently, but for the most part, the digestive system and the metabolic glandular system require support. One symptom is that fatigue can be sudden and intense. The more we are embodied in the monadic and higher consciousness dimensions, the more we are allowing God to lead the way and work through us and our monadic biocomputer. This is when our spirit is managing our physical etheric body and very purposeful in supporting more organic flow to return to our body as it was created. Embodiment is not always a gentle journey, and it can be challenging to accept the experiences with this, but we certainly learn what it takes to evolve through the stages of growth. This is especially true for those serving as genetic path cutters, actively clearing ancestral energies from their family of origin and genetic lineage of their DNA and RNA, and in turn, the planetary grids, and potentially through to universal dimensions. I can say that universal consciousness brings in incredible support. Same goes for those of us that are actively reclaiming the angelic human diamond sun body and potentially its many expanding embodiments, or those of us serving as polarity integrators of the gender principles. These can all translate to intense life experiences and remarkable transfiguration in the physical body. I've had those moments when I've questioned how much more my body can handle. It's not surprising, actually, given that in spiritual growth, we're always being brought to the threshold of our expansion. Remember that the purpose of ascension is to clear out blockages, fears, miasma, dead energy, etc. And there's a lot of it at every dimension. But it's so that our consciousness can flow. Along the way, simultaneously, we are mastering the ability to allow the truth as it arises. We learn to let go of the need to control and judge. Our experiences are not the barriers to our purpose or peace. We work with them. They take us through the journey that can provide our greatest liberation and liberation for all. When the emerald crystal heart of the earth was activated in 2021 through the return of Solar Christ Michael and Mary Sophia, we were being shown the return of sacred marriage. It's about the balance of the divine masculine and divine feminine, but it's also about their synergy and the birthing of Christosophia. Living from that awareness that unity is the guiding principle for our thoughts and emotions, choices, and behaviors. I've been working with the Holy Father Arch in Hierogamic Union as my primary purpose all my life, even before I realized it, and sometimes even when I don't fully understand it. This has expanded me into reclaiming the capstone codes of hierogamic union through my emerald amethyst solar dragon body. And I've experienced just how powerful our relationship with the divine can become when we remain dedicated to our service to others and Earth. At this timing, the return of the Christosophia has opened up to the 52nd dimension. For me, it's remarkable to be here to experience my expansion to this extent. And it's true that without unity and without clearing the ego, we continue to uphold the reversal, anti-life, anti-human, anti-Christ structures that have created the divide, the wars, the hatred, the confusion, the victimization, the struggles, and the misery. If only it was possible for everyone to see the significance of this so clearly, that within each person, unity consciousness has the power to change everything in the outer landscape and heal what has seemed insurmountable. As we grow through this planetary and universal transformation, we have the opportunity to live by example, remembering that our actions and our willingness to speak truth and live truth is what shifts the consciousness not just for ourselves, but for all others. If we can hold neutrality without judgment and attachment, and with harmlessness, we serve as a witness to what is evolving. And if we simply acknowledge whatever it is, truly acknowledge it from the heart, whether it's painful or glorious, we use our authentic God-given power to keep calling back what is sacred to humanity. It is up to us to uphold the sacred because the war on consciousness has always been about defiling the Christosophia in each human, destroying the truth, confusing the inner knowing, and disconnecting the heart to the degree that it becomes obsolete. So that instead of cherishing what is before us, we get caught up in the demands of everyday life, as though keeping busy, keeping occupied, keeping ourselves enslaved, victimized, and powerless is the reason for each day. Humans are perceiving that this is life. It may be our common experience, but we can create another. As time speeds up, it can definitely feel as though there is even less time for what matters, being love and loving yourself. To deny this would be more of the anti-life reversal architecture playing with the ego mind. The mental body, too, has to grow and open to new perceptions. And if this is going to happen, it has to be known what created the distorted perceptions, illusions, misinformation, and deceptions to begin with. It begins with knowing this for yourself, your personal history. And it expands to understanding that you are a microcosm of the macrocosm and a change maker of the collective consciousness and our multidimensional history. You cannot walk that awakening path without taking responsibility for what have been your personal ancestral influences and how they have shaped you. But it's not to hold others in blame or to keep attaching to what others have passed to you by always looking at yourself as the victim to external forces. It's to realize that once you inherited it and it became part of your blueprint and your personality, you are responsible for transforming yourself and what is within you that gets in the way of your freedom, what keeps allowing the pain, the confusion, the unhealthy patterns, and the vulnerabilities that are used to manipulate you and keep you suppressed and imbalanced at the hands of the controllers. The Earth's body and our bodies are still being subjected to a great deal of mind control and psychological warfare to keep us spinning in the meaningless, the negative, the blame shifting, the false narratives, the disinformation, the manipulations, and the repression, if we allow it. But we were given the architecture that could naturally hold the Christosophia. The human body is an outstanding creation that has extraordinary capacity for transformation. This doesn't mean that it doesn't need support, far from it. And right now, it can need a lot of self-care, and for some ascension leaders, unprecedented measures. Each person is unique, but for everyone, for you, it does mean that your foundation is created in unity consciousness, and all the rest is like debris that needs to be cleared away and purified so that you can be in your true nature. Know that, even when it seems impossible to keep moving and to take the next step, or when the karmic imbalances imposed upon you feel like an immense burden, you can. You are eternal. You were created to keep expanding. It's natural to you. If you would like healing support for your unique spiritual embodiment needs, book a healing session. Go to www.awakeningthetruthwithin.com. Be peace.